Therese?
Hi. Yeah.
Hi.
Therese.
Hi. Hi, Therese.
Great. Welcome.
Welcome.
Hi. This is actually a follow-up, and honestly, I can't believe that I'm calling in as soon as I did, because it seems like it's not been that long ago, but I had called in about my son, Matthew, who is a heroin addict, and had lost his dad and was just homeless and really, I mean, he was suicidal. Everything was, it seemed almost hopeless, but I honestly never lost hope. I actually took him in to my home, and within not even a week, he wanted to get back into the church.
Wow.
And I had mentioned to him about the anointing of the sick, and he was very willing. We went to see our priest at our parish, and he got anointing the same time. He heard his confession, and since then, Matt's been going to church, going to communion with me every Sunday. Yeah, it's just, I mean, and talk about a 180. More than I could have even imagined, and so thankful, and the prayers that I have felt from everybody at the Take-Two family are just, I mean, it has just been wonderful. And he does, I mean, you know, it's not perfect because there's still bad days, but there's a big difference. And, you know, I just like, because I know there's so many other families out there struggling with this problem with their children and grandchildren. And, you know, just don't ever lose hope. And, you know, God answers prayers. And honestly, I didn't think it would be this soon. I thought, you know, maybe a year down the road or whatever. But I'm just so thankful to God and everybody for their prayers, because that's what it's taken.
Well, Therese, we remember you quite well because of your son being Matthew. That's my son's name, and I had dedicated to praying for Matthew as well. And the Take-Two family, I know, has been praying for your son. And so thank you for taking the time to share that with us on updates on his journey, because we want to praise God. You know, there's so many times we are asking God, we're storming heaven for things, and it's when we need to praise God for all the blessings that he has given us. With Matthew's coming back and wanting to go back to church and to receive the anointing and to be open to that, we've got to be praising God for that, because the more we do that, the more I believe God rejoices in the fact that we acknowledge that he has given us those gifts. I'm sure, Therese, that you are reminding Matthew that in his name he is a gift of God. And I pray that we continually remind your son that, so that he stays on a path of being open and letting God work in his life. And your heart, you can hear it. You are filled. I can hear it. You're filled with unbelievable gratitude and joy, but almost like you have a little shock that, like you said, it happened so quickly.
Oh, that's, yeah. I mean, yes, but gratitude, yes. And thank you for the reminder of that, because when we named him Matthew, that was why, because of the meaning of his name. Yeah, you tend to forget that through the years, because it didn't seem like he was such a gift for quite a few years, but...
Well, Therese, I have a question, if you don't mind. You know, you've already, we can hear it in your voice, but the kind of the theme of the show is, you know, if there was a little bit of a, I don't know if you, I hate to even put it this way, because as a parent, I can hardly imagine a parent ever losing any love, maybe a little bit of respect, but we're wondering about how parents, if you lost maybe just a little bit of respect, but that has now come back, and maybe even you respect him even more than you did before. It sounds like in your voice, I'm hearing that, but on the front end of that, was there disappointment? Was there like, gee, you know, I really thought you were better than, I mean, do you know where I'm going with this?
Oh, absolutely. And yes. Oh, I really, I mean, it was almost like, I didn't see myself ever trusting him again. And it was like, you know, God, it was miraculous. It is miraculous.
Come join the conversation. Give your take Monday through Friday at 12 Eastern on Take 2 with Jerry and Debbie.